road again, going places that I've never been, seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again.
Welcome to The Drive. Hope you guys are having a great day. I've just started my third semester of graduate school, working on a PhD in educational technology. So it's been a fun journey. And a little bit of background history on that. I had the opportunity a few years ago to go to the ISTE conference in San Antonio. Actually, it was two summers ago, three. I can't remember exactly, but it was a situation where I got to hear a lady named Jane McGonigal speak. And when I heard her speak, she changed the whole trajectory of what I considered my career as a teacher and as an educator. And so that change has led me to exit the high school classroom where I spent over 18 years. I left in the middle of the year, actually, to pursue a PhD. And it's been a change that I don't regret at all, and it's been one that's been full of exciting things, and the research that I've been able to do already, even though it has been minimal at this point, has just been incredible. There's no other way to describe it. But I say that to lead us into today's topic for The Drive, and that's the development of a PLN, or professional learning network, or a professional learning community, or some sort of whatever hot button, cool verbiage of the day is. It is so important to develop a learning network where you can talk with other educators and bounce ideas off of other educators and get to meet other educators and learn from them, because you never know what might happen. So one of those things may just change your life. It changed mine. And Jane McGonigal, I follow her on Twitter. So things that she shares that are cool, I'm on her website. She's in part of my personal learning network. Like, I learn from her, and that's great. But so are other people, teachers I teach with, high school teachers that I spent so much time with over the years that have Twitter. I learn from them. I learn from going out and trying to make connections through social media to other education teachers and learners and leaders, to reach out to them and talk to them and ask questions. And sometimes they answer back and sometimes they don't. But all the feedback is great. And it just helps me as a teacher become stronger. It helps me to find areas of weakness inside my own lesson planning, to find areas of weakness inside some of my own thinking, maybe. One of the things that happens as a teacher is you get so wrapped up in what you think is the right way to do it. And we get narrowed in and focused in on there's only one right way. And the truth is there is no one right way to teach anything. There are great ways to teach everything, and there are craptastic ways to teach everything. And if you are a teacher that struggles... Oh, I dropped my microphone. Hold on. If you're a teacher and you struggle with teaching is hard for you, a personal learning network can help give you ideas that can bring amazing resources into your classroom to help you. If you know you struggle in a particular area, then a PLN is awesome. If you think you're an expert teacher and your kids always pass every test and they're perfect little angels and nary a problem exists, then it's your responsibility to share the amazing things you do with those around you. And that personal learning network is a great, great way to do that. We all have holes. We all have holes in our instruction. But when we examine our instruction, when we share with others and they have an opportunity to look at it, when we learn from others and understand a new facet we can add or a new tweak we can make, then it makes our instruction that much more meaningful, that much richer, that much stronger. It just is overall super, super beneficial. So my challenge to you is to reach out through a learning network and make some connections. And I've talked in a previous podcast about the value of Twitter, and Twitter is, again, rears its head here. There are wonderful teachers that you can meet on Twitter, and you can meet those teachers through Twitter chats. So if you Google educator Twitter chats, then there will be a list that will tell you the times of those things or the search terms to look up. A lot of teachers are really, really comfortable on Facebook. I mean, that's where, you know, they kind of were introduced to social media. It's where they're most comfortable. It's the least scary and all these things, kinds of things. And there are awesome, vibrant communities on Facebook, chock full of great conversation, friendly, yet critical debate, where all are included in the conversation. So Facebook is another great way to do that. And how do you look on Facebook? Search for community based on what you teach. I'm most familiar with Oklahoma because that's where I live. But in Oklahoma, Levi Patrick kind of has organized a Facebook community called the OK Math Community. It's great. If you are a math teacher, you might look up the MIT Boss, which is the math teacher Twitter and blogosphere. It's really cool. Another, if you're in Oklahoma, Josh Flores has the Oklahoma ELA group. I can't remember the name of it right off the top of my head because I don't teach those language arts, which are oh so critical, but I oh so struggle with. So if you get on Facebook and you look at those things, you can get excellent perspective and resources and help and ideas from other teachers. A lot of teachers really like Pinterest, and you can use Pinterest to map out your next vacation or your future wedding or your baby's bedroom. But you can also use Twitter to get great, great, great ideas to use in your classroom. Everything from furniture hacks, which would be H-A-C-K-S, a hack. Another way, which is taking a new view on furniture to do it with less money and with resources you already have, because let's face it, furniture money is extremely limited for teachers, even though we know maybe there's a better way to set our classroom, or we feel like a better classroom arrangement would better suit our teaching style, or a different tables versus desks versus those rolly ball table things that are so cool, all these different things. So you can get on Pinterest and find hacks for your classroom, for organizing your classroom, for hiding your supplies in plain sight, but well done. All kinds of things, especially bulletin board decorations and things like that, that the elementary teachers are so, so, so good at. Pinterest is loaded with that stuff. You need a good idea for teaching a concept in high school, you know, English or math or whatever, get on Pinterest. There's great visual ideas for teaching specific things. One of the ones that I really liked, and I wished I'd found it just a little bit sooner because I was going to teach with it this year, but teaching volumes in calculus is super difficult and tricky. But on Pinterest, I saw a project where the kids actually make their graph, and then they cut spheres that fit inside that graph that give a visual representation of what it is we're measuring. And if you don't teach calculus, I just spoke Greek to you. But if you do teach calculus, think about that unit on volumes. It can be really tricky. Or cutting fruit to demonstrate volumes and slices. Things like that, you can find those on Pinterest. It's a great resource, and again, a lot of teachers are comfortable there. You can also utilize a personal learning network inside your own building. And I know that professional learning communities is all the rage, and that's a real hot topic right now, and you know, on the bingo buzzword list. But think about this: if you close your door in your classroom and you never open it except when the kids come in or leave, you're really doing yourself a disservice. But if that door is open and you venture out across the hall and you ask the person across the hall some questions, and you share with them a lesson that you're thinking about and ask for them to help you make it a more solid lesson, a tighter lesson, a more vibrant lesson, they will give you ideas and they will give you feedback that you maybe did not see yourself. Since you created it, you own it, you're really close to it, and sometimes it's hard to find those holes. But if you reach out to that person across the hall, whether they teach the same thing as you or not, they're going to provide excellent insight. For example, one of the things that I switched up with my classroom over the past several years was my classroom model. I went from a classroom model where I was mostly lecture question answer based to a flip classroom model where the kids got their content at home and then worked their homework in class. Crazy. But I wasn't an expert at it. I worked really hard at setting it up. I tried to think of all the different ways the kids could shoot holes in this, and I tried to create a classroom culture where this, where the kids still learned, but it wasn't super crazy and weird, but it still was. Well, when my observations happened and my principals came in and my administrator came in and was talking to me with me about it, and I shared with her some of the struggles I was having. I was having a hard time getting my kids to understand why I was doing this. I was having a hard time getting my kids to understand the note-taking process. Just some different things that I hadn't struggled with in years and years and years. And even though she was not as well-versed in flipped classroom as I was, because I had done some reading, I had looked at some stuff, you know, I wasn't an expert and I admitted that. But she knew less than I did. However, the ideas that she gave me improved my instruction because she was able, from the administrative point of view, to ask me those pointed questions like, what about trying X, Y, Z? And her ideas led to some changes that made my classroom model tighter. She's part of my personal learning network. And I know there are thousands of examples of this happening just in my own experience, but those connections just lead to such amazing ideas. And what my good buddy, my partner in crime, Christina, and I, we worked together all the time at Ebba Memorial. We taught the same math course but different sections. I had ideas all the time. I would bounce ideas off her all the time. What if we tried this? What if we did that? What if we do this? You want to flip your class? Sure, let's go. So we tried idea after idea. And the great thing about Christina was, if I came in with an idea, she would ask a few questions about it. She would give me feedback on it. She would listen to it and go, there's no way that that's going to work. You know, you got to totally redo this. And she was great because she anchored me in a way that no other teacher could. And she gave me the feedback I needed to make sure that my lessons were relevant and impactful. And so the personal learning network is so critical for a teacher. And if you're in a small, small rural community and you are the fourth grade English teacher, or you are the middle school and high school science teacher, then it's even more important that you reach out and find those connections online somehow. Because if you can find another rural teacher that deals with some of those same specific set of issues that you do, you guys can share back and forth. And in that sharing, you would have different views on those lessons. And you can make them tighter and stronger and better. A personal network, learning network, is so critical in this day and age. Because with cell phones, you know, you can reach out at a moment's notice and contact somebody and get feedback that can make a difference in your life. So what has my personal learning network done for me? It changed my life. I am doing something completely different now. And I've taken steps of a leap of faith. I've taken, you know, I've walked into the unknown. All I can see are, you know, my light only shines 2 feet in front of the path that I'm walking on. It's a challenge, but I know without them, I wouldn't be here, and I know that great things are coming because I've used them, I've gotten feedback from them, and they have blessed me in ways that I cannot possibly communicate to them, and it's led to great connections with the people of Visalia, Oklahoma, and Davis, Oklahoma, and things that I would have never been able to do on my own, in my classroom, with my door shut, with the computer off, afraid of everything. So take that step out of faith. Start to develop a personal learning network. If you're not a really 100% sure what it is, just Google it or ask me. I know some great teachers that I can hook you up with, and I know great teachers in almost every facet of the educational process. And so just put a comment, hey, I need this, what can I do? And I'll help you out. I thank you for listening to the podcasts. I would love to get your feedback. This is a education is a passion of mine in bringing teachers to a point where technology is not intimidating or scary or whatever. That's a passion of mine, and I really want to do that through these podcasts. I want to give you little nuggets that you can try every day and without being intimidated or scared to death. I would love your feedback. If you think the podcast is great, share it with a friend. If you think it's terrible, let me know. I can make a couple of small adjustments. But the theme here is the drive. The drive to get better, the drive to do more, the drive to be amazing, and my drive. So thank you for listening. I appreciate it. Thank you for all that you do as teachers. You're so amazing. And just thank you for changing the lives of all those kids that are out there everywhere. If you're listening to this, school is starting for you, have the most amazing year. You're going to reach out to those kids. You're going to make differences that you don't even ever know about, but you're going to make them, and lives will be changed because you are who you are and you do what you do. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy the drive.